This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. With this year's drought, many U.S. farmers will fall back on a safety net, federal subsidies. But these government payments are highly controversial, they're expensive, and Congress is taking a harder look at them than it has in years. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports from the cotton fields of Lubbock, Texas.
Dry and 106 is no big deal to cotton farmer Brad Heffington, but no rain all summer? That's a different story.
Got about an inch of rain at planting time and haven't had any since. And
this is about the worst Heffington has ever seen.
Cotton's a desert plant, so it can handle, some pretty hot and dry conditions, but not this dry.
What saves Heffington in bad years is federal subsidies. He's received $2 million worth the last 16 years. But subsidies are breaking the federal bank, and the World Trade Organization has ruled that they unfairly prop up U.S. farmers. So Congress is poised to kill them.
You take the subsidies away, and the farmer doesn't have any profitability in anything, they're not going to do it. Then you're not going to have crops grown, you're not going to have stuff for the consumer to buy, and then we'll be at the mercy of importing all that stuff.
That argument worked for decades in Washington. The farmer was unassailable, says Georgetown economist Pietro Rivoli.
The idea of agriculture as a critical and noble endeavor, that idea has never left Washington. And a lot of these programs are just versions of what were put in place as a rescue measure in the Great Depression.
The Farm Bill moving through Congress would end a program that pays farmers directly based on their land. Terry Townsend represents a forum called the International Cotton Advisory Council.
It costs too much, and it just seems like welfare. You're giving farmers money for not doing anything.
Another subsidy kicks in when commodity prices fall. That's likely doomed, too. The upshot of all this? The weaker farms that haven't kept up with new technology may fail.
Just how many of those later adopters do you want to try to save?
Back in Texas, farmer Brad Heffington, he plans to survive.
I mean, I'm just like any other business. I'm going to have to adapt and figure out how to make it work.
In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.